Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? I sound a little lower than usual just because it is 2 a.m. as I record this. It's been a busy hockey week for me. NCHC tournament here in Grand Forks, so I've been going to that. And yeah, late nights are happening, but we're getting this done for you guys. Don't worry, the dulcet tone's coming at you. We'll get to the Black Bears. They had a weekend in Johnstown. Team Maryland playoffs against New Jersey. Stevenson on the road for three games. Well, two of the three games. And the Stevenson women had a little bit of a switch up before they went there. And, of course, the MSHL finals taking place this weekend. But first, we'll get to the Maryland Black Bears, who I saw one of their alumnus this weekend here as I saw Hampus Rydquist play in person for the Miami Redhawks. No points on the board for him, but he played a very sound game. They put him out there in charge of kind of just shadowing some of the best UND players out there. Jordan Kawaguchi, Shane Pinto did a pretty good job of that, and it was really good to see him out there in the D1 level in a big way. And really cool to see next to his name it said Maryland NAHL for previous teams. So that's kind of one of those deals where it's like, oh, now you made it. Now you've made a whole thing. But we'll get to the Black Bears first. And Friday night, man, that was not... it was one of those games where you look at like the first 10 minutes of the game and Maryland really took it to Johnstown, and Sam Evola was fantastic when he was called upon. But afterwards, it's just kind of one bounce goes one way, another bounce goes another way, and then it just turns into complete bedlam as the Black Bears lose Friday night 5-2. Start off on the power play. Two power play goals in the first period for Johnstown in what is usually a pretty sound Maryland Black Bears PK. Wasn't there in the first period. Will Margell with his first of the game on the power play, his eighth of the season. At 3:45 in, things went back and forth. Hans Colleen played as solid as he could before Max Malinsky gets his first in the NHL on the power play at 17:17 into the first. The second period didn't take him long. 1:25, Anthony Mastromonica gets his 10th of the year, and things were going there and back and forth. Maryland, after that goal, kind of got charged up, started to get some shots on net. I mean, they only got five shots in that period. They made those all count there. Ryan Poorman then scored with 4:28 remaining in the period. His fourth of the year puts Johnstown up 4-0 going into the break. Halfway through the period, Will Margell gets his second of the night on the power play. Another power play goal for him. And Jesse Horacek, minutes after that, gets his first in the NHL for the Black Bears. Josh Nixon, Cam Gaudette, a pretty nice little bang-bang pass play as things get going there. Kind of a scramble in front as well. And then late in the game with 1:24 remaining, Horacek is second of the game. Connor Cole and Nixon on the assist on that, but that's all she wrote. It turned into a big fight night there in the second period. Jack Hillman got into it with Jarrett Gerger, and then Luke Mountain got into it with Spencer Evans. Hunter McCoy got into it Spencer Evans? No. He got a fighting, but it doesn't say who he fought against. It's just Hunter McCoy, and they don't have another fighting major for somebody else. It's pretty bizarre. And then Aiden McDowell got one with Liam Whitehouse, got into it, and that was it there. Hans Colleen with a 33 save in the loss there. But short memory as you get back to it for Saturday night, and the Black Bears got off to a quick start. They got off really quick, tried to get things going, tried to pump things through. On the back of Michael Morelli. Morelli was fantastic in those first like 5 minutes. You know, couple lucky bounces here and there, couple nice deflections right into his chest. He gets going there. And then Maryland comes down with 6-0 with 5:51 remaining. Josh Nixon on the streaking area there. Nice goal, fifth of the year. Connor Cole, Cam Gaudette on the assist in that one, putting Maryland up 1-0 at the break. And 15 seconds into the second frame, Holt Olafant with his seventh of the year, knotting the score at 1. Back and forth there before Reed Liebold gets his sixth of the season. Picked it up and just went with it, and boom, goes the dynamite over Evola. And it is 2-1 going to the break there. Power play strikes again for Johnstown halfway through the third. Things were looking pretty decent for Maryland. Then William Pearson on the power play from the point just puts it home. And then a minute and 32 later, Max Neal puts Johnstown ahead with his 6th of the year. Took a couple minutes there, but Maryland didn't panic too much. Garrett Sidlowski with a fantastic play on the big forecheck. Pickpocketed, nice little wraparound. Those things often don't work, but it worked this time. He squeaks it through Vola for his 5th of the year. Aiden Bruich on the assist on that one. Tied the game up, and they go to overtime. And then Potomac Maryland native Will Margell with his 10th of the year in OT just picked it up, went the other way, sniped through Morelli, and that's all she wrote. 4-3 the final on that one as the Black Bears get swept in this one. Saturday's game, much better than Friday's game. There's a ton of positives to come out of it. This is a team that didn't let Friday get them down. They got off to a quick start. They got on the board first. They didn't let the goals against them bring them down, which is something you really couldn't say for Friday, because 5 unanswered goals, it's kind of hard to kind of streak up. And, you know, it was a situation where, you know, they shook off Friday real quick and then were determined Saturday. The big deal now is playoff position. Black Bears still hold the 4th spot, but they are 2 points ahead of Danbury, and Danbury also has 8 games in hand. So Maryland on a 12-game losing skid right now. And they at least got a point out of Saturday's game, but still it's one of those things where you just have to take a deep breath and go from there. And DMV Prospects, who on Twitter made an interesting point. I mentioned in there that something, you know, there has to be something going on. And he said, you know, in tier 2 junior hockey, some kids are looking on to what their commitments were. Some kids aren't paying focus. And it's just, you know, especially with COVID and things like that, some kids might be going stir crazy. And I can understand that completely. But at the same time, you know, you have to wonder, I don't know, in the back of my head, you would have to think they still want to play for pride. They still want to play for getting into the playoffs and the show off what that they can do in the extra season, the second season, as it were. So, I mean, I understand his point to this whole thing, but at the same time, I also think that these guys have a little more pride in themselves to not let this go by the wayside. So we will see how this goes. As it stands right now, yeah, they're 2 points up. They're still in the final spot, but there is a lot to work to do. Because, yeah, there's only a few select games left as I look at the schedule here. Only 17 games remaining on the schedule, and Danbury's coming to town this weekend on a Friday-Saturday trip, 6:30 start time. If you're able to get tickets, go to Piney Orchard, get your tickets, and then, you know, cheer on the team. If you can't, Hockey TV is the place to go. So, yeah, should be an interesting time there. So, yep, that's where we're at right now, kids. We're all about that. It's you got to take on Danbury, and you got to beat them and make it known. You know, get back that mojo, get back that home mojo, especially. So, you know, nowhere to go but up at this point. We work now with Team Maryland. Team Maryland in the second round after a wonderful first round appearance, a very big statement wins, but they went against the team. Let's be honest here. Let's not kid ourselves here. The team in the EHL, in the New Jersey 87s, who coming into this series were the team. They won the regular season points title over the Boston Junior Rangers by 2 points. I mean, they scored the most goals in the entire league. Their goal differential was the best in the entire league. This was a well-rounded team. And Team Maryland knew about this, and they knew they had to, it was going to be a road to hoe. And Tuesday's game, because it was a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday set, Friday if necessary, Tuesday's game kind of just showed that, as the 87s scored the first 5 goals of the game, starting at 4:30. Nick Swain, even strength, puts them up 1-0. Then Maryland kind of hold them off. A good defensive showing from them. They were outshot 12-5 in the first, but Oliver Quinn doing what he needed to do to keep the team in it. 15:27 into the first period, though, George Weiner with a power play goal puts it up 2-0 for New Jersey in the break. Then
kind of fell apart early in the third. 32 seconds in, Weiner again, a power play goal, making it 3-0. Then a almost a minute and a half later, Brian Ness, even strength, 4-0. And then at 3:17, Zach Windenworth with a power play goal, making it 5-0. Team Maryland tried to get going again. William Walsh on the power play at 11:06, unassisted all by himself, made it 5-1. And then Haylen Cookston digging for that one. He gets himself a goal, 5-2, with 4:08 remaining in the frame, 5-2 into the third. Team Maryland gets back on the board again, 6:50, making a big comeback. Connor Ball on the power play from Denny Arkhipenko and Cookston. But at 52 seconds remaining, Dante Terramonte with a empty net goal to seal it. 6-3 is the final. Oliver Quinn with 26 saves in the loss. And Thursday was not a great situation on that one, as 87s kind of knew they had to finish this off. They saw Team Maryland claw back into that game on Tuesday, and Thursday night they kind of just shut it down. Though it took them longer, that's for sure, as 87s didn't get in the board until past the halfway point of the first, when Joe Garcia with a goal, making it 1-0, the only scoring in the first period. 17 stops for Oliver Quinn there in the first, as he was just faced with shots on shots on shots. 53 as a total for the game. Midway through the second period, Maryland holding him at bay, but Dylan Gutierrez on the power play makes it 2-0. Then 3 minutes after that, Dante Terramonte with a even strength goal, 3-0. And then 5 minutes after that, with only 2:14 remaining, Key Yasuda with an even strength goal, 4-0 going to the break. Maryland tried as they might, tried to claw back into it, just couldn't get a lot of shots total on New Jersey with a big shutdown situation there. And then Michael Hertzberg with 9:39 remaining, 5-0, and that's all she wrote for that one. Quinn with 48 saves in the losing effort, 9:06 on the save percentage there. You know, there's not much you can say. It's a very up-and-down season for Team Maryland, but they were able to get the season in, I think, first and foremost, and by and large, everyone was healthy in the end of it. Josh Fusco really navigated this team well. There was a lot of, you know, like I said, up and downs. This team was on fire, and then they had some droughts, and they were on fire again, and they had some droughts. They looked like world beaters when they went against Connecticut, just had their way with them in that two-game set. But just wasn't meant to be, and they will go onward and upward from there. We'll have a review on their season coming up next week on the show. The Stevenson men this weekend had a few games, a couple of them at Aston, but only one against Newman, as they their Wednesday game against Manhattanville got moved to Aston, Pennsylvania due to protocol reasons. So always a fun time there, and they took advantage of that 5-2 victory in this one. It got started really quick, 1:10 in. Evan Beers having a drink to that from Mac Lowry, and Chris Lee. 1:10 in. Manhattanville gets one back as Nick Presta with a goal, 6:01 into the period. But late in the frame, 1:42, Austin Masters from Anthony Starzy and Mac Lowry gets it, a 2-1 into the second period. 2:54 into the second period, Lowry again from Anthony Starzy, shorthanded. And then Lowry again, his second of the night. Back-to-back on that one. 5:14, and then Starzy with his own goal of his own. That's a little much. Power play goal. Austin Masters, Eric Olson on that one. These goals came within 4 minutes of each other, too. So that was a huge, huge game and a huge period for them overall. And then Alex Ruella scored with 4:59 for Manhattanville, but it wasn't enough as Stevenson takes it 5-2 in this one. Ryan Kenny, 18 saves on 20 shots. They went back home to Reisterstown for a Friday game against Newman. Came out of it, big win as well, 6-2 in this one. Anthony Starzy gets the things going at 4:05. Lowry and Austin Masters on the assist. Stevenson again, 6 minutes later. Caden Haverson with a goal, I think his first of the NCAA, his NCAA career, so shout out to him. Houston Wilson on the assist. Newman's power play gets going at 4:31. Clay Bolton with that one makes it 2-1 going into the break. Lowry again, 11-10 into the second from Beers and Martino Piccarello. As they get going there, that makes it 3-1. Aaron Murray from Austin Master and Ryan Patrick, 14-18, makes it 4-1 going into the third. Newman gets one back as Austin Boyle pots a goal there, but then just over a minute later on the power play, Ryan Patrick from Master and Murray, and then Eric Olson, empty netter for himself from Brendan Rolot and Piccarello, and that's all she wrote on that one. Ryan Kenny, 26 saves. In a victory, pushing it to 5-1-0, and also matching the franchise record in wins, topping that with this win against Newman on Friday. Go back up to Aston, why not? Go up the Turnpike, make it happen. 4-2 the final in this one. A big three-goal third period on that one. Zach Boyle got the goals going for Newman, 11:04 in, and he gets it 1-0 going to the break. Then Matt Capucci for Stevenson, 117 into the frame from Master and Blake Coleman. And then former Black Bear Seth Bergeron gets his first of the NCAA campaign. Merely 30 seconds after that, Luke Benitez on the assist. Newman's power play knocks it back up. Boyle again tying the game back up. But then Chad Watt took over from Starzy and Bergeron, 14:31 into that. And then stalemates all the way through. And then at the end of the game, Chad Watt empty netter from Lowry, making it 4-2, the final in this one. Ryan Kenny, 24 saves in the winning effort as he goes a perfect 3-0, and that garnered him MAC Defensive Player of the Week honors, 3-0-0 with a 9.19 save percentage. Lowry, Mac Lowry, gets the Mac Offensive Player of the Week, 3 goals, 4 assists in that one. The men now go on to a set here. As I bring this whole thing up, see where we're at. Yeah, they play Wednesday. They play St. Paddy's Day at home against Lebanon Valley. And then Saturday, they're in at home again against Chatham. And then Sunday, they're at Lebanon Valley on 6 p.m. And then we're down. Wow, we're down to the final 5 games here. So they'll play 3 this week, and then they'll play 2 next week. And then that's the season. That's, wow. Man, oh, man, a Shevitz. That went quick, didn't it? My goodness. So I guess, yeah, 12 games. That's all it takes in this one. So we will see how this all goes for the Stevenson men and then go from there. On the other side of the table, the women's team were supposed to go and face Alverna this weekend, but those games got postponed for reasons. I'm sure COVID reasons are the big ones. So they took a detour and went to Rochester to face Nazareth, and it was not a great weekend for the women, the Lady Mustangs, as Nazareth went ahead and beat them and swept them and shut them out for both games. 5-0 the final on Friday's set. Haley Redders gets things going for Nazareth. Then on the power play, Allie Watrous gets it going halfway in the second, and Emma Hayes in the second as well. Then in the third, no better, Madison Nichols with the goal, 7:36 into the frame, and then Hayes, her second of the game, is all she wrote on that one. Annika Carlander, 31 saves in the losing effort. Try to get back at it again. Nothing really doing on Saturday as Abby Luth gets 1 goal in the first for Nazareth, the only goal. And then the second period, defensive powerhouse, defensive battle there. But Nazareth starts to put it away in the third, 8:56 in. Ellie Falleris with a goal there, and then Emma Hayes, her third of the weekend, minutes after that, and 3-0 is the score. Carlander, 47 saves on 50 shots in a big big shot game. But, yeah, that's all she wrote. Not a great detour for the women, but you take the games you're given. And now they go up to Pittstown, Pennsylvania. They'll be playing at King's College against Manhattanville, but those games have been postponed. I'm very confused with what's going on here. Maybe there's going to be another set of games, but the games this weekend that are scheduled on the thing, postponed. The next games they have on the schedule right now are the 26th and 27th. 26th at Newman, 27th at home, senior day. We'll see if those go off without a hitch. So there could be also a filling games this weekend. We're not entirely sure. You know, stay tuned with at Stevenson Hockey on Twitter for that's where their the women's team is housed at. So go from there, and hopefully the women can make things happen and make it work and get some games in, at least some kind of games in. Now moving on to the MSHL, the championship has happened, and what a championship it was, wasn't it? It was, it was one of those things that it kind of snuck up on you, and then it hit you in a big way. As we last left off, we got to the final four teams. In that final four, Bethesda Chevy Chase took the first game as they beat Wooten, and then the upstart, Richard Montgomery, in a big upset over Washington County, as those two advanced to the finals, and then Bethesda Chevy Chase, who were down 4-1. That's better English. 4-1 with 7 minutes to go. Three goals in the last 6:40 by Van Eidersen and Blank. David Van Eidersen also got the game-winning goal in OT, gives Bethesda Chevy Chase their first MSHL championship in this one. On the women's side, or the girls' side, 22 seconds into overtime, Northeastern beat Eastern. And they went to and finished that one. So big game on that one. The girls' side of thing, I was confused because I didn't realize it's not just schools, it's territorial, it looks like. So big situation there. So congratulations to all those teams that are involved. It was a very, again, another bizarre, you hate to keep saying it, but it's a bizarre situation to see everybody in. And the season got off, and got off without a hitch, with some hitches, but a championship was determined, and that's really all that matters, right? We got things going, they went from there. So congrats to them as well. Also want to give a shout-out to the Montgomery Blue Devils, going three shutout wins to win the Travel Champ St. Patrick's Tournament. So that's pretty huge for them and the 12U division. So congrats to them. That's shutouts. That's huge in terms of what's going on there. So Montgomery have another thing. And I think they also won they're going to Nationals in Grand Rapids, if I'm not mistaken. So, they are one of the teams. I want to say it was 18. I don't know. I couldn't see the banner really well. But shout out to Montgomery again, building a very solid squad up there. In Montgomery, as they are wont to do. So a good job for them in all of this. How about we get to some players? Now, Lacey Eden will be playing on today, Tuesday, as we put this out here. Her Wisconsin Badgers take on Providence College, and the winner of that goes to the women's Frozen Four. So big things going on there. So all the best to her moving forward with that. We talked about Will Margell's exploits this week against the Black Bears. We shouldn't have to say any more about this. Just not to rub it in. Mike Chen got an assist for the Pensacola Ice Flyers on Sunday in their shootout loss to the Knoxville Ice Bears in the SPHL. Patrick Giles looking ahead to their weekend coming up here as they get ready for the playoffs and all that fun stuff that goes on before the NCAAs. So Hockey East doing their thing out that way. Veronica Petty and the Northeastern team, they are playing as the top seed in the women's NCAA national tournament. So she will be taking on. Hopefully, and like I said, I think there's a possibility of Northeastern and Wisconsin going in there. And it's, in either case, Maryland wins, right? Big wins in that one. You got to love only dubs, ladies and gentlemen, only dubs in this situation right here. Andrew Tackett only made an appearance on Saturday. He had not a great outing against Wichita Falls. 22 saves, 5 goals against, 8-15, and a loss to Wichita Falls on that one, where Aaron Randazzo, he saw some action with the Green Bay Gamblers. Gets a win, 18 saves in a in the win against the Chicago Steel, 3-2. So a huge win for them in Green Bay. And I think that's it. I think that's all she wrote for that one for her stats. We're still kind of keeping tabs on what's happening with the OHL. There's a whole lot of things going on in terms of what they need to do for hub cities and bubbles and stuff like that. And that kind of pertains to what's going on with Bryce Montgomery and what could be going on with Adam Varga as well. So we will have to keep tabs on that as that inches closer and closer, and then we'll go from there. Season's almost over. It's kind of hard to believe that. The NCAA tournament starts in about a week's time for the men's side, and the women's side's going on started yesterday. But yeah, we will see how this all goes, and hopefully for the best, we can make things happen. Check us out on the internet, clutchandcrabhockey.com, for all the stuff there when I put up stories here and there. Best way to find me is on Twitter, ChesapeakeHWPod. We got a Facebook, ChesapeakeHWPod. Follow that for some quips and whips and all that fun stuff. Hopefully next week I'll be a little louder. I'll be able to do this a little bit better because I won't be doing it at 2:40 in the morning. So yeah, all that fun stuff. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Play that clutch and grab hockey. Cheer on your teams. Let's get that positive energy going, and I will see you guys next week. Peace.